We're going to speak about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. We're going to say just a short thought. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is this week's parasha, and it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu giving to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach. And it says, "V'lekachtem in adam," you have to take from the blood, "V'nesatem al shtei mezuzos v'al hamashkoif," put it on your two doorposts, put it on the roof over there, "alabatim asher ochlu oisam bahem." And it says, "Vavati beretz Mitzrayim, b'layla hazev, ikesi kol b'chol." We know the whole story. That now, what's happening is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to kill all of the Egyptians. "V'hoyu adam lachem lois alabatim." You'll have blood on your houses. The blood will be a sign for you. An ois. That's a good word. "Asher atem sham v'reisias adam," and I'll see that blood or the blood. "V'pasachti," I'll jump over. Nothing will happen to you. The blood, nothing's happening to you. That's great. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael. It's called Dama Pesach. You have a Korban Pesach. Shech the Korban Pesach. Take the blood, put it on the doorposts, and you're going to be okay. But what happens afterwards is very strange, and the Mefarshim pick up on that. It says that Hashem actually went, Lingoifes Mitzrayim. Hashem saw the dam on the Pesach, and Ushmartem es hadavar hazer lechok lechol vanecha ad oilom. You have to keep this. Ushmartem, keep this. Lechoik as a rule, lechol vanecha, to you and your children, ad oilom, for eternity. Now it sure sounds like from the pasuk, what it means is that you have to keep the idea of putting blood on your doorposts every single year. And there the Rishonim asked the question, the Ramban and others, it's just not true. We never found such a thing. The Or Chaim is the question. Even for the rest of the generations, for eternity, you're supposed to do this thing that we just spoke about. We never saw anyone do this. No one told us to do this. We don't put blood on our doorposts. So what does the pasuk mean? It says you should do this for eternity. Says the Ramban, it doesn't mean that you should put the blood on the doorpost. It's referring to the Korban Pesach, which it says before, early in the parasha. It's just like, it's kind of like out of place, because we said, do a Korban Pesach, take the blood, put it on the doorpost, do this for the rest of your life. It meant the Korban Pesach, not the blood on the doorpost. But perhaps there's something deeper that's going on here. We want to speak about the dam of the Korban Pesach. And we want to speak about also the dam milah, because Klal Yisrael was mitzvah to also get a bris milah on that very same time. So there were two bloods that were flowing. The blood of the Korban Pesach and the Dam Hamila. So listen to this. Rashi brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's come the time for me to take out the Jewish people. I promised Avraham Avinu I'm going to do that. The problem is that you didn't have no mitzvahs. How can I take them out? It says, Va'at Arim Ve'evya. You're like naked. You have nothing. Klal Yisrael had no mitzvahs. So what should we do? Hashem says, I'm going to give you two mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs, dam Pesach v'dam milah. That's why it says, v'nemar, v'avralach u'mispaseses b'damayich. B'damayich is two dams. B'damayich, two dams. Not b'damcha, b'damayich. What are the two dams? Dam Pesach, dam milah. This is what Rashi brings. So these two mitzvahs were the first mitzvahs Klal Yisrael was given, and it was order for Hashem to be able to take us out of Mitzrayim. What is it about these two mitzvahs in particular? Listen to what the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, something fascinating. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael to take the Dam Pesach and put it on the doorpost, it wasn't just Dam Pesach. Hashem commanded them to take some of the blood from their bris milah, mix it with the Dam Pesach, put the two of them together, and then put it on the doorpost. Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, by the way, that was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So this is obviously something that seems to be like a really important idea. Why is it that we mix the Dam Milah with the Dam Pesach? What is it about these two mitzvahs? And why are these the beginning of the mitzvahs that the Yidden get? So if you look, the Balaturim says, on the Pasuk, V'haya Adam Lochem Lo'ois Alabatim, Lochem is Gematria Milah. Because, like we said, the bris milah is the dam. Now we're understanding the dam we're talking about. We thought it was the dam of the Pesach. It's also the dam of the milah. And the Pikkud Rebbe Elazar also says that not only, listen to this important thing, not only was our schus for getting out of Mitzrayim in the schus of Dam Pesach Dam Milah, but also we're going to be zochet to the geula in the schus of Dam Pesach Dam Milah. That's very strange, because we don't have a Korban Pesach because we have no Beis HaMikdash. And the Gula is going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. So how could you have them? How could it be the Schus and the Pesach Damilo? What is going on? There's obviously something special about these two mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs in particular are telling us, are giving us something instructive about our Avodas Hashem. And it's not just about the actual mitzvah. So we're suggesting the following. Perhaps you could say as follows. You know that in general, the Isser Karis a person gets for doing an Avera, almost all cases, for example, a person Mechal Shabbos, Chayv Karis. A person eats on Yom Kippur, Chayv Karis. When a person doesn't do a mitzvah's essay, he doesn't get Karis for that. He's Mavatu mitzvah's essay, he didn't do anything wrong. There's two exceptions to that rule. That's if a person doesn't bring a Karim Pesach, and that's if a person doesn't get a Bris Milah. These are the two mitzvahs essay that if a person doesn't do them, so then he's chayiv karis. So obviously these are so fundamental. They're so important that therefore, if a person doesn't do them, he gets karis. The pasuk says, v'armalach b'damayich chayi. V'armalach b'damayich chayi. Your life depends on this blood. B'damayich, with that blood of Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. That is what our life is about. So these mitzvahs are super important. Let's try to understand what they're about. So over here, the Shvilei Pinchas in Tavshin Samach Tes, he says the following idea. Listen to this beautiful idea that he shares. And he says as follows. Avram Avinu, let's go back, my friends. Avram Avinu had 10 nisyonos. The beginning of his life already, it was pretty rough, which was, he was tested that he was thrown into a fiery furnace. As we know, Nimrod was not happy with Avraham Avinu, and he threw him into a furnace. And right away, Avraham Avinu started off his journey in Avodas Hashem with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. The end of that journey, also we have Mesiras Nefesh, Akedas Yitzchak. That's much later on in his journey. Avraham Avinu was surrounded by Mesiras Nefesh. And perhaps this idea is that Yiddishkeit, Torah, takes a certain degree of Mesiras Nefesh. Even when some things are hard and difficult, that's where Yiddishkeit is. And the Pasuk said, the Gemara says, Amar Yish Lakish, Minayin Shein Divrei Torah Miskayim, El B'Misha Mei Mises Atzmoy. Torah is only if you kill yourself. It doesn't mean physically kill yourself. Of course not. You're Mechoyev to live B'Chai B'Him. What does it mean? It means you have to be willing to kill yourself. You have to be ready. Don't kill yourself. But that's the Mesiras Nefesh. It's the challenge that a person has. And that's why Avraham Avinu, his whole journey started with Mesiras Nefesh. It ended with Mesiras Nefesh. Lots of Mesiras Nefesh all over the place. Says the Shvilei Pinchas. That could be why when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, you know, there's a fascinating phenomenon. Every time Hashem said something, their neshamas, you use the word bugged out, their neshamas left their body and they died. And then the neshamas came back. And then Hashem said another deeper, and the neshamas left their body and came back. Hashem keep doing this over and over again. Why is he doing this? Every single mitzvah, you got to be ready to die for. Every mitzvah is going to take a certain degree of Mesiras Nefesh. And that's what it says. Okay. What says the Heilig of Elzer Rebbe? Listen to this. He says, you know what? Maybe that's why. The reason why when we lane on Rosh Hashanah, the whole parsha of the Akedah. The parsha of the Akedah was a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. But what happens after that? We lane all this stuff about all of these different people, which seems to have nothing to do. It says, this is what we lane on Rosh Hashanah. It says, all these people. Who cares about these people? Then it speaks about Besuel and Lavan. So Rashi says, Kol ha-yichusim halalu lachtuva ela b'shvil pasuk zeh. It's all just to get to Rivka. Rivka was born. So we talk about Yitzchak. Now we're going to speak about Yitzchak, Rivka. Says the Belzer Rebbe, it doesn't just mean to tell us Rivka was born. You could have just told us Rivka was born. It's Rivka was born under certain trying circumstances. Rivka was born amongst a lot of Rishayim. Rivka was born amongst, she lived a life where she was constantly being berated for her religious identity. She was constantly, it was all these negative influences that she was surrounded by. So Rivka had her own type of Mesiras Nefesh, says the Belzer Rebbe. These Mesiras Nefesh, were you literally willing to die? There's another Mesiras Nefesh, where you live day to day with challenges. Every day it's a challenge. That's a different type of Mesiras Nefesh. Rivka lived that Mesiras Nefesh. Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh was a one-time thing. He's going to kill himself. It'll be over. Says the Belzer Rebbe, which is harder? Which is harder for a person to get himself, whip himself up into a frenzy, and at one moment give up his life for Hashem, or to live every single day with the struggle that it takes to come day in, day out, to make sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do every day and not give up an inch and push himself? Let's look. Avraham Avinu's first nisayon was to kill himself. That was his first nisayon. That was in the beginning of his journey. The end of his journey was to kill his son. Which is harder? Which is harder, to kill yourself or to kill your son? Says the Nezer HaKodesh. Avraham Avinu, after he would have done the Akedah, would have had to live every day, wake up in the morning, yesterday I killed my son. Wake up the next day, 2 days ago I killed my son. He'd have to live with that. And Avraham Avinu was prepared to live his entire life with that struggle or that challenge. And that was the pinnacle of Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos. It's harder to live with Mesiras Nefesh than it is to die with Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why, since the Nezer HaKodesh, it's not called Akedas. When the Pasuk, when we daven, we don't daven for Akedas Yitzchak. What do we say? We say, Zachar, Akedah she'okad Avram Avinu. Avram did the Akedah. Why are we remembering Avram Avinu? We always say, Zachar, Ahavas Eson. Remember the Ahava of Avram. Why is it Avram? Yitzchak's the one who's going to die, not Avram. Yitzchak would have died, says the Nezer HaKodesh, and would have been over. Avram was going to have to live with that. That's a much bigger challenge. There's two types of Mesiras Nefesh. One is you have to be willing to kill yourself. Another one is you have to be willing to fight the fight every single day. So perhaps we could say these are the two different mitzvahs that we have. The one mitzvah that we have is the mitzvah of Dam Pesach. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, if we shecht the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they're going to kill us. We're shechting their Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Lashon, hey, Nizbach es Tovas Mitzrayim le'inehem, v'lo yiskaluni, we're going to shecht their God, and they're not going to kill us. They're going to kill us. And there was a nice that they didn't kill us. Klal Yisrael was ready to literally die when they shechted the Korban Pesach. That's why the special day, Shabbos HaGadol, because it's a special miracle. That's one type of Mesiras Nefesh. There's another Mesiras Nefesh, which is the Mesiras Nefesh of the Bris Milah. And that's a Mesiras Nefesh of day in, day out. The Nisyonos a person has when he's fighting his Taivos, he's constantly willing to deal with the challenges that he has in that area. And it's a constant struggle. That's the one mitzvah Hashem gave us, that a person has tzar when he does the mitzvah. It's painful to do the mitzvah. That's the challenge of Mesiras Nefesh, not to die, but to be able to fight and not give up. And it's a constant fight that we go through. This is Yiddishkeit. Unkelus loved Torah. He was enamored by Torah. So his uncle, who was the Caesar, said, so why don't you learn Torah? What do you have to become a Yid for? He says, Unkelus, you can't learn Torah without a Bris Milah. It's not going to work. No one can learn Torah without a Bris Milah. Unkelus was saying, Torah is a struggle day in, day out. It's so hard for a person. Sometimes I'm just not, my head's not clear. I'm not getting it. It's difficult. If a person will not push through, he cannot learn Torah. You need to have the lesson of the Bris Milah. Kashem shenichnas lebris, ken yikaneis laTorah. Just like Bris is hard, Torah is hard. And it's a constant struggle. And perhaps this is why we have dafka these two dams, and says the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar, just like Hashem saved us in the schus of the dam Mila and the dam Pesach, Hashem will save us for the same schus. We need to have this type of mesiras nefesh. There's one type of mesiras nefesh. It's a one-time thing. It's a one-time ask. That's the dam of Pesach. And a person has to be ready to kill himself. And by the way, that's much easier. The mesiras nefesh, the willingness to day in, day out, make that sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do that, we'll be zeichet to gula shleima of Meher v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good Shabbos.